Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. This is Andy. I'll be your host as we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of ourselves that we want to become. Today, it's a good episode today because I've got someone extremely special on today. I've been wanting to get on from the beginning. He's laughing. And it is Ken. Say hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken. Hello. How are we?
He said exactly what I asked. So... Now, this is obviously doesn't matter because I can edit anything, which is dangerous, which means some things might be kept, some things might not be kept.
Secrets.
It's secrets. The word. What did we say? We said earlier, I think the biggest topic that was a good gateway we said earlier was the problem with people not... truly knowing or understanding that they can actually make a change in their life.
100%.
And the blockages that come with that. For the record, Ken and I talk about this stuff all the time, but it's usually pretty intense with our stuff that's not politically correct. So we'll save that stuff. Maybe keep a little bit. 20%. So what do you reckon? What do you think from your mind, like why do people not make the change even if they want to?
In my perspective, in my belief, I think, and I've been there too, and I'm still there occasionally. honestly think people don't realise their own power, their own divinity.
Yep. That's a big one.
Their
individuality.
Yeah.
Surprised I even just got that word out without mumbling it. The old lisp. Yeah. Well, that's the hard part with beliefs. And like I've said on other episodes, you repeat something in your mind or a story about yourself, it's going to stick, and then next thing you know, that's all you know and see.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's your experience. And we see it heaps. Oh, for people
who
don't know, Ken, he helps me out with the barn gym. That's why he's got the gear on today. And we see it all the time. We get new people in, and yeah, there's usually a common pattern of people who don't believe in themselves.
100%.
So then they settle.
And it reflects in their training too.
Big time. Yeah, they don't push themselves. They react negatively to pain or discomfort. And training's like where it's at. Like, sorry, you're lifting a weight and getting the burn. There's going to be some pain.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's going to be real bad. But a lot of people don't seem to come in. It's rare if they come in and they believe themselves. Would you agree?
Oh, I'd agree. 100%.
Man, it's quite sad, but it's motivating as well. Hence why we talk a lot about trying to figure out how we can help people realize that they can make the changes in their life that they want.
Yes.
And that they're worthy of that. And it's not an impossibility.
No, definitely not.
But what did you say earlier today with the energy?
Oh, the energy. So your belief.
Yeah.
Depends what belief you have is what energy that it sort of attracts or puts out.
Yeah. So, the thought frequency. Thought
frequency, yes.
Yeah. Because it's all energy.
Mm.
And so is thoughts, which goes on to what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
So when you say something of low frequency,
mm.
in your words, what is happening when you are speaking of such a low frequency?
Low frequency. Well, if you look at law of attraction, if anyone knows that, you'll find what frequency you hold with your thought, with your speech, you know, what you talk, you will attract that back to you. So you're sitting on a frequency. It's like being thinking the radio. You can't be at 101.1. If you want to listen to 105.9, I think that's... you can't be at the same frequency at the same time.
Yeah.
You have to change the channel.
Yeah,
Does that make sense?
You've got to rise it.
Where you sit with your frequency, like I said, with thoughts or what you speak, that's what you'll attract at that time in your life.
Yeah.
That's my belief. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, well, like attracts like, isn't it?
100%.
What you put out is what you get back.
Correct.
Yeah. So then, when you think about it, if you're the negative person, the negative thinker, it starts to make sense of why repetitive situations and circumstances happen in your life all the time.
Correct. I mean, you hear the people that, oh, I'm always sick. So what are they? They're always sick.
Always sick. Yeah, they're never like practicing feeling good.
No, that's right.
They're rehearsing religiously. It's the greatest religion is negativity. Here we go.
Mate, we see it everywhere.
Yeah. And that's why they perpetuate. I've been saying perpetuate a lot lately. But if you think about it, if like attracts like, and the second that you think negative and you do it enough, it becomes unconscious.
Yes.
Next thing you know, things are happening shit in your life or you get sick. And then you begin to react to the things you've just created.
Yeah.
And then you perpetuate it by complaining about it again.
That's right.
And putting all your focus, on it. Just like I think I said it last episode, your focus is either a laser pointer or a torch beam, a flashlight. And when you laser point it, all of your focus and energy goes onto that one topic, enhancing its validity and enhancing its size and power.
Yes.
Yeah, so if it's negative, you shine that laser pointer focus on there. Oops.
Yep.
You've got the speed of law of attraction, manifestation, all the things you want to talk about, and that gets created.
100%.
But the problem is no one wants to admit that they're doing that. Shit comes into their life, whether it be financial, sick, circumstances they don't prefer, jobs they don't like, people they're around, that's crap. They just sit there and complain about it.
Yep.
So what would be the first step?
What would be the first step? Just acknowledging your thoughts. Knowing, like you put it to me, and I'm sure you've said it on a podcast before, is catching yourself being in that negative state so you can try and change it. That's what
the old analogy.
The old analogy.
I don't even know if I think I've explained that early episodes. So, all right, let's try and think about this as a thought experiment. If we know that to give someone their power,
yes,
is to help them gain tools and realize that they can change, and also how to begin the change and sustain that journey. So, because without that, you can expect the exact same thing.
Yep.
And you may, not always, fall in the trap of creating negative outcomes that you don't prefer.
Yes.
Or you might get lucky and you just find that wave and you didn't even have to worry about it.
Yep.
But on average, it's not the case. So if the task is to help people become aware and give them the tools, what do you think that includes to help them become aware and the kind of tools that can make a difference?
I mean, there's so many tools out there now. Well, I mean, there's, you know, you can learn off YouTube, you know, there's different people, different practitioners that can offer different tools. But the simplest thing is, like we said before, you've got to be aware of how you're thinking, what you're thinking, how you're, what you're saying, what you're speaking, because the tongue, what they say, it can be, what do you call it? Spells.
Spell maker.
So a spell maker. Well, I think, like you said, the first thing would be to acknowledge how you're thinking, you know, what you're thinking, you know, how your thoughts are throughout the day. You know, say a scenario happens and you're, you know, you might even think of yourself as an idiot or whatever, you know, it's like, oh, you idiot, you know, there you go, catch that. You know, if you say you're an idiot, what are you? You know, your frequency's just dropped.
Yeah, just from saying it.
Just from saying it, yeah.
Your energy.
Yeah, your energy.
Yeah.
So I think being aware of that to start with. But apart from there, there's so many tools that can be used, I guess. and it depends where the people or where a person's at, is what tool would be
beneficial.
Beneficial to them at that time.
Well, let's try and think about someone who hasn't dived into this before.
Mm.
Because for the experts out there, all you're really doing is catching yourself when you fall off and you just get back on to what you know has worked in the past.
Yeah.
But for the person who's never done it,
mm.
who has now just found out that they've recognized certain things they don't like.
Yes.
Maybe they've recognized traits within themselves that's negative. They're always putting themselves down, like you said before, just self-talk and being the critic.
Yeah.
What could they do for step one from your perspective that could make a change to begin the journey and then from there the momentum carries them where they go? The beginning.
Step one. Step that's one. A hard one.
It's hard. You know those step one underpants? Never tried them. They look comfy.
I'll try them.
I'm always on step two though, and I forget step one. Anyway, sorry.
Too advanced. Too advanced.
Way too deep.
All right, buy your nappies. Because if you shit, they catch the shit.
That's their slogan for marketing.
That's their slogan for marketing.
If you shit, we catch the shit. All right, the very beginning. For someone who's just finding out.
Just finding out.
Even think about you. Sorry, you go.
You go on. No, sorry.
Think about it from your perspective when you came into it as well. Like how that was, what you were thinking in that time about it, what you thought was possible, and even from that perspective could be of value too.
Yeah, I can't even remember where I started. It's that long ago.
When you were born.
When I was born. The most simplest thing is just being aware. That's, as far as I'm concerned, is just being aware.
Mm.
Of like I said, what you say and what you do, and then catching it from there.
Yeah,
like you explained to me as well. That's got to be the start. You know, being aware of what you do and say.
Yeah,
what you think. I think that
is the best start.
The best start. Yeah, is just being aware of yourself.
And for the person who. Like I've touched on this a little bit, but I'd like to hear from your perspective.
Yep.
The person who has anxiety, the racing mind, which is common, and all right, puts the value to maintain the panic rather than making time to do something about it. They value to stay there because they feel like they're not safe or something's going to happen. Yes. So they continue to be that way. Like, what can someone do if they're in that situation? Because super common, you've heard this plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time for that. I got this. I got kids. I'm a mum. I got drinks with the boys after work. Whatever it is, the same old, same old, same old.
Yep.
So to make time for the new, even though they've recognised their mind's busy and they can't seem to get a hold of it, what then?
Well, it comes down to priority, doesn't it? What 100%. Do you want to prioritize? Do you want to be in the same scenario you're in now, or do you want to better yourself? You've got to make a calendar, basically, or what do you call it? Like a plan of your day, you know, where you can fit in, say, a meditation or a bit of breath work to get your body relaxed again. Or you've got to work on it. It's like exercise, you know. If you don't work on it, how are you going to grow?
You lose momentum.
You lose momentum, yeah.
And the old habits take back over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's funny, isn't it? Especially for the average person to make time for meditation. Like, mate, they're not alone. No. There's times where I can't be bothered.
100%.
And it's a lot of the time.
There's always something else to do.
Yeah. But it's just like a workout. Every time you force yourself for the workout when you don't want to, you feel really good for doing it.
Yes.
It's the exact same with meditation. Yep.
100%.
Unless you got a mosquito in your ear, you're going to have a bad time.
Monkey mind.
Monkey mind. The tester. Monkey mind. The testy. Wait, what?
Just realised what I said.
Balls up.
Yeah, balls up. Yeah, it's a... It's... I feel like it's more simple than people think it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got to be much more complicated. Can't be simple.
No, that's right.
But have you ever tried sitting down and breathing? You said breath work before.
Yes.
That literally forces you to focus on your breath.
That's right, yes.
It's literally what it does, and it has all the benefits.
Yeah, when you're in an anxious state, like you're breathing shallow, don't have that deep breath, your heart's racing, you know, it's... Yeah, to slow that breath down and just focus on the breath for even a minute, you know, can help reset the nervous system.
Box breathing.
Box breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because you kind of, especially the 8-second hold, the version that you explained to me, there's a couple versions, isn't there, of box breathing. You can
there's a few. Yeah.
Change the number.
There's different variations.
Yeah. But having to hold your breath and then do it slowly.
Exhale.
Yeah. I'll give you my example, just being transparent. I did it the other day because I found I couldn't find what I was worrying about at the time, but I was a little bit anxious.
Yes.
So I did that, and at the start it was actually really hard to even do an exhale for 4 seconds or an inhale, and holding for 4 seconds. I was like, because I was a little bit racy for some reason. As soon as I brought my level of anxiety down from focusing on the breath, it got easier. I was able to do an 8-second exhale. That's what I was looking for before.
Yeah, the exhale.
But there's massive power in it. And that's something you can do instantly. But you're weighing up the scale again of whether doing that activity is more important than looking around for danger and being more stressed and have anxiety. So what do you do there? Are you constantly, you got to decide.
Yeah, that's right. It's all a choice.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. I just want to open up this avenue. What frustrates you about people?
Apologize in advance.
Being a PT, needing to assist with the journey of someone improving. And what's the biggest things that you can see that really just show you that they're not willing to make the changes?
Yeah. Well,
what's your experience?
The biggest frustration is people not knowing their own power. You know, they're just being little, you know, not doing their best. Or they think their best is the best, but they don't know their true potential. That's what it is.
Yeah.
People not seeing how much potential they actually have. And how much they can achieve.
It's hard to see. But
that's, 100%. Yep. Yeah.
Reflecting their training.
And only because, you know, it's part of me as well that I see myself.
Yeah.
You know, the frustration of not doing the best I can.
Well, I guess because we could talk about that.
Yeah.
There was a time where I used to get, because I had my transformation experience.
Yes.
And then every time I saw someone where I was, I'd get super frustrated, super angry.
Yes.
Be like, what are you doing? I'm like, why are you there? But then I lost compassion completely, just honestly. And I got frustrated to the point where I struggled to be around those people.
Yes.
Since then I've grown. But back then I was seeing someone who was in a situation constantly being negative and not wanting to look at their creatorship ability to change. I was like, you're never going to change. And I was just brutal, very brutal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now I've changed to realize that back then I didn't even know, because I was blinded by how deep I was in my own rabbit hole of negativity. So we have to look for that little strand of cotton thread that's hanging out. We pull that until they start to get curious. But otherwise, how often have you tried to get someone to open up and they're just like,
yeah, just a brick wall.
They could be like this, or they just don't want to talk at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what do you even do there?
What do you do?
That's the question.
Well, yeah, it depends on the individual, I guess, isn't it? And
100%.
You can only give them tools to help themselves, and if they don't want to, well, that's their choice. That's their journey.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And I think a good thing about energy, what you were saying about
frequencies.
You've worked on yourself, and you're out of that, victim. Let's call it victimhood.
It's true.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough.
If you didn't know, the victimhood comes with accent. Yeah. And
because that's where I go when I'm a victim.
Sorry. I had to add that.
let's say, and it's in no way, shape or form ego. Mm. It's... you've worked on yourself and brought yourself up a level, so to speak, mm-hmm. where the others have stayed down there, but where you were before, you can see it now.
Yeah.
You've got out of that lower energy, so to speak, or that lower vibration or frequency, and stepped up a level, and now you're looking down and going, oh,
yeah,
I'm frustrated because you're not up here with me.
You want to bring them up.
You want to bring them up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like, oh, yeah, it's fantastic seeing everyone suffer from their own creation.
Yeah.
They're literally...
or lack thereof.
Or lack of their conscious creation ability.
Yes.
Because they're... well, this goes into... here we go. I'm going to just do a word vomit here.
Oh.
You think one way, it's going to make you do things. And the more you keep thinking that one way, you do everything unconscious. Mm. Next thing you know, because you've been reactive in your life... someone cut you off in the car, you get angry. Mm. That's one. You get home, the house is a mess or dinner hasn't been cooked. You get angry. Mm. You keep thinking the same way. You're going to do things unconsciously until the point where you are creating all the situations in your life where you didn't even know you did it, all because you reacted a certain way.
That's correct.
So then when you complain about your life, just know, and this is hard to hear for some people.
Yeah.
It's all on us.
Mm,
there's others who are reactive, but it's always your choice to be on guard of how you react.
That's right.
To other people's negativity, their positivity.
Mm.
Sometimes seeing positive people when you're down can be frustrating.
Can be.
I want to be there. How dare you be there?
Well, they annoy the shit out of you.
Yeah, they're usually talking a lot, like me. Hey. Want you better. You just want to punch me in the face. That's why I practice the defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Constantly get attacked.
Constantly. And that's where you got to put protection in for yourself.
Yeah, barrier.
Barrier of protection.
Yeah. I'd like maybe we'll go on to your experience.
Oh, yes.
So I know this, but in your journey of, like, because you your biggest thing was probably trying to control frustration, anger, things like that.
Anger was my big
thing. Yeah, I've definitely had that as well. However, we've all got the different version of it.
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear two things. What was your experience like that made you want to change it?
Mm.
You don't have to get into specifics, but more the experience. And then what's it been like trying to catch it? Yeah, trying to catch it and make the change.
Yeah. Well, I've been on this journey like for decades, really. When first started, listening to, I don't know whether everyone's heard The Secret, all that sort of stuff. Look, I, as a teenager, I was really angry. Mm. I have a younger brother, about 18 months younger. We always used to blue. The family unit was, because of us was.
Tense.
Like just tense and we were on fisticuffs, spinning at each other.
Mm.
Just did not agree.
Yeah.
And I think part of that has sort of played out in my adult life as well.
Mm-hmm.
The way I deal with, I guess, frustration and how would you put it? Like deal with my own emotion was through anger.
Just push it into that category.
Yeah. And majority of the time it was, it's verbal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it just comes out, and then, you know, a minute later, I'm
sorted.
Sorted. But that also has an impact on family.
All the people around you.
With kids, you know, lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, love it. but yeah, that has an impact on everyone around you as well. So there were times where I needed to contain that and try and change that.
Mm.
And it still comes up. You know, it still comes up. It's not as prevalent, I don't think, as it used to be. Mm. I was a lot more angry and reacted like that.
Yeah, quick. You know, short fuse.
Yeah, short fuse, yeah. Now it takes a little bit longer.
Yep.
There's some things that set me off a little quicker. But the journey on that was, I can't even remember where it started, but just listening to different people, different with different modalities, how to sort of work on yourself, which has helped, but I can't specifically put a pinpoint on
when it started kind of thing.
Yeah, but all I can say is I know when I'm in a flow and I'm at a high vibration, let's say, compared to when I'm not, yeah, I can feel it. So that's a gauge of how you are, or where you are at the moment, is that feel.
100%. Like
that's your navigation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in which way, you know, even decisions, you know, it's like, oh, do I feel good about that? Oh, there's nothing quite, you know, it's that feeling in here somewhere.
Well, the secret with Abraham Hicks.
Yeah, I think that was the first thing that really started me off.
Yeah.
It was the 90s.
I'm pretty sure that was the first work of its kind that I looked at like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she talks about that being the emotional guidance system.
Correct, yeah.
So then when you are aware of your emotions and the feeling and being able to spot it when there's a change or something happens, here and here, you can then look at that and go, oh, I'm doing that.
Does it align with me or not?
Yeah. What are your values?
Mm.
Is this how you want to be? Do you prefer this feeling and this state?
Mm.
And if the answer is no, you have the option, and you definitely can make the change.
Yeah, that's right.
Because otherwise you're perpetuating. And it goes into all the information of the habits again, and then settle.
Yep.
For that level.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where I was, you know, like a teenager, even in my 20s, still had a lot of anger. I don't feel that now. And now I've done stuff to work on myself through meditation and other things, like even energy work, like helps.
Yep.
There's no one specific thing that I did. There's a whole lot. But I, off the top of my head, I couldn't even tell you.
Yep.
Yeah. But the thing is, when you start working on your inner self and recognizing the beast, let's say,
100%.
You can change it, and your reactions change also to things. So I don't react as quick or responsive and angry as I used to, and never doesn't come up.
Yep.
But got a little bit more time to, all right, cool. Yeah. You know, it doesn't upset me as easy. The reaction is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
I think that's one of the big differences.
The reactions.
Where you can keep in a more relaxed state
yep.
for more of the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I think when you're in anger or survival mode, you're going to be reactive.
100%, and you can't think.
No
the
way.
Brain goes, it disappears, you know, and the heart goes. You can't think logically either. You know, you react. You think by reacting, and
100%.
That in my case, and in you know what I've seen is in my experience, it's not good.
Because
you say things that you don't mean. You know,
it's an emotional reaction.
Emotional reaction,
usually that follows with crazy shit.
Oh yeah.
I've been there too.
Yeah.
Well, it goes into that survival mind, the primitive mind.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the caveman fight or flight.
Fight or flight.
Like, is there a lion about to absolutely obliterate me? I better run.
Yeah, that's
Or there's someone trying to steal your lady. Yeah. As a caveman, you're going to fight.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm ready or I'm going to run. But either way, you're in that fight or flight.
Yeah, that's right.
And in nowadays, days, it's not so much that, even though the function's still there. You stand on a road, you see a car coming at you at 100, you're going to get out of the way.
Yeah.
We hope. We're going to get out of the way. But a lot of the time, we can activate that fight or flight just through thought.
Yes.
And emotion.
Yeah.
And fueling the negative. And this is why, like you touched on, energy practice and meditation.
Yeah.
Those two go hand in hand. And let's go there. Like, what's your experience with meditation and the energy work? Yeah.
Well, we'll start with meditation. So, first time I tried meditation, you know, it's always told, oh, you know, no thoughts.
Nothing.
No thoughts. Like, how can you have no thoughts? Like, you're there, and the expectation of how you're supposed to feel, you know, in your own head, is like, it puts you off. It's like, I can't meditate, you know. It's just like trying to sit there and think of, or not think, you know.
It's near impossible. It's
almost impossible, yeah, because we are thinkers, you know. We have thoughts all the time.
Yeah.
Until, you know, realise or got told, you know, if a thought comes in, acknowledge it and just let it go and then come back to the breath. You know, in and out, just focus on the breath, and it's just being still. So it's very hard. I found it, or in my experience, very hard. And the people with the monkey mind that are always on the go, always thinking about stuff, it'll be very hard to start with. But that's my experience. So meditation was hard at the start, but as you practice it more and more, it becomes easier.
Yeah.
And you become more relaxed. And,
More familiar.
More familiar, yeah. And you understand that, or you understand the calmness that you're looking for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you start to recognize it.
Recognize the car. That's where you want to be.
Well, that's where you practice.
Yeah, that's where you practice. Yeah. But you want that also outside of your meditation.
It's the training ground.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's not easy in the world we live in. You know, you got bosses, you got family, you got
bills.
Yeah, you know, bills, everything, you know. Yeah. And it's like you've just come back to that breath and come back to that, you know, the inner state of relaxation, just breathe. Yeah, you sort of meditate while you're walking around. You don't have to have your eyes closed or anything like that. You can, you practice it that way
100%. Afterwards.
But it's a journey, and it's a lot of practice.
Especially at the start. If you are 100%. That jittery person, it's, all right, I was that crazy fast thinker, constantly racing in my mind, high standards, but I wasn't meeting them. So I had perpetuation of shame and guilt for not being who I thought I was. And there's a brief little insight. So for me to start, like, I would sit down, close my eyes first time, 20 seconds in, get frustrated and just leave it. I got shit to do, like worry. I got to be the victim still. This is me in hindsight, obviously. Back then I didn't think it was. I thought
without
I was the
accent.
I thought, So as soon as I persisted, the reason why I persisted is because I gained an understanding of why to keep at it.
Yes, yeah.
Because if you just do it once, and you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a stress addict.
Definitely.
And you get addicted to the emotions of stress very easy. Yeah. You loop it over. I've been there, you've been there.
I guarantee
everybody's been there.
Yeah, you don't want to be in your own head. You want to go and do stuff to...
Anything.
...get out of here. Like, it's like, oh, I've got to go do the lawns, or I've got to...
Procrastination at the highest procrastination. Level. Procrastination,
absolutely. Yeah.
That could be household tasks, could be drugs, alcohol.
Everyone's got their anything procrastination.
To get away from the craziness of the thought that feels out of control. But the understanding that helped me was the understanding of the habits, which is why I touch on it so much.
Because
when you know that when you push through, but when you begin, Joe Dispenza talks about it. Yes. calls it the river of change.
Right.
The second you get into that river of change, you've decided, I want to be better. Mm. I know there's craziness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My life's cooked.
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever. You get in that river. That river's flowing in that, let's quote-unquote, cooked direction. The life you don't prefer. The
way
prefer.
Of resistance.
Yeah, the way of resistance. And there's massive, strong current going in that direction.
Mm.
Second you try and change it, you're going upstream.
Mm.
And that's like me going into meditation when I had the crazy mind.
Yeah.
I got in the river and it was such strong current. I hated the discomfort of not knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I doing this? What the hell is the whole point? So then I got into the understanding. I have to maintain my consistency daily to change that current flow.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow that current down and begin rewiring the habits.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be the salmon, man.
Yeah, you got to be swimming, jumping.
Jumping
dodging
upstream.
The bear. Dodging
that's
the bear.
That's right, mate. Yeah.
The bear's trying to get you.
That's in the life. There you go.
The bear.
The fight or flight. Man.
Metaphorical ego is the bear. Trying to snap you back into the old program.
Yeah, that's it.
But you get into the river, it feels uncomfortable. It's painful.
Mm.
You might feel lonely because not many people try and stay there.
No.
They'll feel it and go, I quit straight
that's
away.
Right. And go back into the old habits.
Because. Mm. Many, many times I had this too. I would rather choose the discomfort I knew than the discomfort I had no idea about.
Yeah.
The familiar versus the unknown.
Yeah.
But the unknown's where creation exists.
100%.
You decide. You decide the whole path, how it's going to be, how you're going to feel, who you're going
to
be.
It's, but it's that, no different to producing a movie.
100%. Yeah, you got to think about it.
Oh, what's this movie about?
Yeah.
Oh, The Truman Show. It's about
the
me.
Terminator. Yeah, The Truman Show. But then I realized there's more.
There's more.
The world beyond.
But not everybody's watching.
No, not everybody. No, just the people who are tuned in.
Yeah, that's right. Like you.
Yeah. So the biggest thing that helped me get through, and maybe this has been the same for you, is the more you understand the little things like to rewire a habit, you have to be consistent and push through discomfort. Mm. If you fail, you keep going.
Yeah.
And eventually you rewire it
to
be
right.
The new program that's unconscious. Yeah. And then it's easy. You find flow more easy in that direction.
Oh, easy. Yep, 100%. You do.
My favorite part of when you push through that is when the old program starts to either kick in or you fall into it somehow. Yeah. The alarm bells ring because now that's the thing that's unfamiliar.
Yeah, yeah.
But you push through to get to the positive version of that you prefer first. That's the fun part. I live for that because then you're in the flow and the positive. Anything that's of an alarm bell that's ringing, you know, you're like, oh, I don't need to go back to that.
No, that's right.
You catch
and
it.
And that's why you do this work is because you're not happy within yourself. You want to change whatever it is you want to change.
Yep.
And me, it was the anger. It was like lack of I had lack of confidence, you know, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating in itself.
That's frustrating in itself because that just stops you in your tracks.
Hey, you're not taking action because you've got no confidence.
Yeah, you know, what should I be doing?
Plays into worthiness.
You just don't want to go back there. No. You know, so that's why you do the work to move forward in a higher place, in a more loving, compassionate sort of, let's say, you live with more ease and grace. Mm.
Well, it's funny. That's actually a really good point. More loving.
Mm.
So that makes me think about the spectrum of emotions that we experience, whether it be, let's just say, anger or love and everything in between.
Yeah.
Sadness, blah, blah, blah. Surprise, happy. Yeah. I feel like it's about not having any of those emotions control you.
Mm. Mm.
Like it's a choice.
Yeah.
You can leverage the anger, which I've learned to do in training.
Yeah.
If you push anger into training, you're powerful. Now, if you don't allow that to overthrow you and you just start lashing out and throw a 20-kilo barbell at somebody, not saying that, but if you channel it into the work you're doing, the power you get, and it's no different to dealing with someone in coaching, you've got to step into the compassion and love emotion because it's the time and place, situational. Awareness to utilize certain emotions. You're the controller of what you bring in. Yep. Most people don't realize that they're unconscious.
Yeah.
Because they're reactive.
Yes.
Oh, the grass is green on the other side. I'll be happy when I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not happy now.
Yeah, but for now, I'm going to be a victim.
Yeah.
I want to stay because it feels good and familiar because I've been there for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's common.
Poor me.
Yeah, yeah. How do I just get more attention about this?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to be noisy.
Yeah. And there are a lot of victims out there.
Yeah.
That will upset a few people.
But, like, isn't that what we need to do is embrace the awareness?
Yeah, that's right.
If you want to feel good, you got to think better.
That's right.
You got to think new thoughts. How much do you... Ask yourself the question. How much do you use sabotaging thoughts that put you down, that came from you? That you thought about you.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the opinions of others.
No.
And that's what you got to ask. How much... If you do that, you have the power to change those sabotaging thoughts.
And that's the weakness in people is self-belief.
Oh, man. 100%.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that's massive. Big things.
But
the biggest thing is it's possible.
100%, yeah. But, I mean, if you look at the energy side of things, like frequency, how you feel, when you feel excited, when you feel love or loved or you're showing love, you feel like you're giving love or, you look at your spouse and I love you so much, or your dog or whatever.
Whatever it is.
And you get that feeling, like that's where you want to be majority of the time. And
seeing the world that way.
It's like when you're in the pissed off mode or the victimhood of like, oh, I'm not good enough, or he did this to me, she did that, blah, 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 and you're like, oh, I can't do that because of this or whatever, 100%. It's like you're in a lower vibration. And if you can just feel the difference between the two, where would you want to be? You don't want to be in that lower vibration of,
it's a choice.
To me, unhappiness, it's sort of you're always not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You're unsatisfied all the time.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the next thing to give you a fix. Let's go buy a new car.
Yeah, that'll fill my cup.
Yeah, for a week.
But in my mind, that solves everything.
And then I want mags for it because it'll make me feel better because the car will look better.
Yeah.
And people will look at me.
I get attention.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about this ever again.
That's right.
Look at that. Problem solving.
Problem solve. But to be in that higher state or the more, and I've had this experience in life as well is, like when you're in what I call a flow state, you're talking about the river before, if you just go with the flow, things come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of stories which I won't bore people with, but like when you're in a resistive state and just like forcing things to happen or whatever, you want something, a circumstance
to occur,
yeah, or whatever, it's like you're fighting against something. But when you just let it go, know what you want, let it go, and go with the flow, things come to you. They're drawn to you.
It's probably one of my favourite topics at the moment is this.
Because,
just like you, I've had the same thing.
Yeah.
I want something so bad and I'll force it as hard as I can.
Yeah.
Now, I might get there, but the shit I had to go through to get it. And then there's other times where I'm like, I really want that. And then I trust instead rather than forcing and rushing and stressing. I just trust. Next thing you know, I'm looking around and there's just all these opportunities that pop up that get me there.
Yes.
And then all I got to do is go, I'm going to walk there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm staying cool. I didn't even stress once.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm there. And I didn't have to fight my ass off to get it.
It's a cool place to be.
Well, and this is probably from what I see online and conversations, this is misunderstood. I believe in hard work.
100%.
Because it's hard work.
You've still got to take action.
You've got to do that. But if you're hitting a bloody roadblock and there's a roadblock every single moment along the way to your goal, there's something about it. There's a belief that you are putting there that's making it resistant. That's the only reason why. Mm. If you're not experiencing it easy, you're not seeing the opportunity and you're not excited,
yeah,
dude, you're putting something there.
Mm.
Mm. That's why you're getting these lessons, that's to look right. at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have it all the time. Mm. The shed extension.
Yep.
That was quick.
Yeah, yeah, that was quick.
Like I had a couple of the previous quotes to get it done,
mm.
and they were like, massive roadblocks.
Yeah.
There was one for like $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm like,
ridiculous.
Didn't budget for that one.
Mm.
So we left it and I was disappointed and I just yeah. let everything go and I just decided I wasn't going to have it. Mm. I'm like, and then the second I just got back to work and I stopped stressing.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, new opportunity, a new contact.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, all the contacts aligned and everything happened.
Mm.
Without amazing. Resistance.
Amazing.
And instead of going, that's not how I wanted it, I just went with the flow and everything happened.
Mm, mm.
It's because I got out of the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Stopped
yeah.
analyzing, stopped stressing.
Yeah, that's it.
Law of attraction mm. and manifestation work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's this.
100%. Dude. That's where it starts.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mm. Told you I was going to talk heaps.
Oh, it's shit. Good. It's good.
This stuff's just like fascinating though.
Mm, it is. Yeah. But it's... Some people call it woo-woo. You know, some people aren't into it, which is fine. You know, you don't have to be. But, mate, everything is energy.
Well, isn't... I said this to an 11-year-old last week.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what to make of it. And she just looked at me like, what's going on? I'm like, you know that the atom of your body, like the building blocks of your body is atoms
mm.
and particles. Yeah. And the atom, 99% energy.
Mm.
1% matter.
And it's all vibrating at a certain yeah. vibration.
Mm. And you get to control that vibration.
That's right.
Through tuning in and learning how to control your own energy.
Yep.
She's like, so anyway, the school was like this. Sorry. I was venting.
I thought you'd understand.
Yeah. Why don't you just your simple resonate? Mind. Why don't you just resonate? Yeah. But yeah, it's a... Energy is important.
Mm, 100%.
Yeah, and this can be the first of many things that I speak on and we speak on.
Yeah.
To talk about energy,
mm,
but
mm.
getting aware that there's energy first.
Getting aware, yeah.
That emotion is your energy.
Yep. I mean, people don't recognize that there is energy. You know, mm. there are some. I've had people come to me, clients. No, oh, that's all bullshit. You know,
100%.
No such thing as energy.
Yeah.
So first thing I say is, what does your body produce?
Mm-hmm. Energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
To keep you going. Like, you can't go anywhere without energy.
You know, literally like, can't.
What does your mitochondria produce? Energy. Now we're getting into the science of everything.
Factual right. information.
Because the science is safe and effective.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a funny thing, isn't it?
Very funny.
It's a funny thing.
But really, it is part of the human journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Learning to recognize all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Having information that you can use.
Yes.
But I think, what could you leave everyone with that can help them, whether it be a direction, a tool, somewhere to start? Doesn't matter what I've said in the past on previous episodes, from your perspective.
My perspective.
What could you leave people with that's going to help them in their journey?
I think you've just got to start believing in yourself and do the work, start doing the work, no matter how hard it is, to try and better yourself in whatever way that you feel you need to. Yeah, and I think, the mind is like, as you keep explaining, you know, the mind is where to start. I think the way you think, which will transpire into the way you feel.
Mm.
Yeah, what you think, you'll feel. Yeah, whether it be negative, positive, if you want to put it negative, positive, if you put it higher vibration or lower vibration, I think just the first thing is just wanting to work on yourself, trying to do better for yourself, try and be better.
Yeah,
mm.
I love that.
Hmm.
It's a good point.
So, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. And use whatever tool you feel is right for you at the time.
100%.
Hmm.
Because you're going to find those things that seem to just be a little bit easier to approach.
Yeah.
That's where you start.
That's where you start.
Yeah. Mm. Path of least resistance.
Path of least resistance, Oliver.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for coming on. Mm,
thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I look forward to another one.
It'll be random topics with Ken.
Wow.
Once a month.
Look out.
Never know what's going to happen.
Never.
Thank you again. I will see you on the next one. We will see you on the next one. Or you'll see us. See you next time.
Bye-bye.